The brilliance of the natural intelligence and the circuitous plausibility of modernist reasoning staggers credibility when one realizes that they so constructed their arguments as to convince themselves that their goal was noble and redemptive. While they everywhere implied and often stated explicitly that historic Christianity served to hide Christ, they argued so subtly and with such elaborate turns of phrase, using beautiful words without substance, that they generated great zeal and determination to use Christ as their main weapon against Christianity. Such arrogant confidence is almost impossible to fathom. In opposition, not only to the two millennia of Christian witnesses, but also to the Bible and the apostolic preaching itself, they constructed a Christianity from modern intellectual assumptions and proclaimed their obliteration of Christian truth as the triumph of the permanent in Christianity. To our theme, therefore, we return, as on the authority of Scripture, so on the person of Christ, the liberals engaged in a conspiracy to make Paul's apostolic admonition irrelevant. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel. 2 Timothy 2:8 ESV. Such serious calls to doctrinal fidelity had little conscience-driven importance to the liberal disapprovers of biblically derived, historic, creedally confessional orthodoxy. Their comments on Paul's sense of authority would amount to scoffing.